It's Tuesday and time to read from your emails and web comments. Many teachers and parents wrote in during our conversation about the president as a role model, and they told us that President Obama is an inspiration for many of the African-American boys they work with. Sean Green is a doctor who emailed from Ardmore, Pennsylvania, with mixed feelings. I'm happy that young people see President Obama in a positive light, but I am very disappointed in the whole topic. It is an insult to the hundreds, if not thousands, of African-American physicians, dentists, pilots, policemen, scientists, actors, sports figures, other politicians, etc., that have been in the public eye as positive forces for the past 30, 40, or 50 years. Dr. King took a bullet for black people, and now, all of a sudden, it takes a black President Obama for young black men to think anything is possible. And as the economy sheds more jobs by the day, we talked about survivor guilt. What happens to the people left behind after their colleagues get pink slips? They leave, wrote Amy in Tulsa, Oklahoma. My husband's former company has been and will continue to have layoffs, and his group was constantly stressed about layoffs and the extra workload, so he found another job. When he left, he told his boss he hopes this allows for one less layoff for his former coworkers. Another listener held on to his sense of humor through another round of bad news. Andy Pearson in Florida figured, I guess I'm lucky in a way. I don't have the slightest bit of survivor's guilt. My whole company is going belly up soon. Little consolation, I'm sure. Thanks to Andy and to all of you who shared your stories about how this crisis changes the way you live. Back in December, we interviewed Gabriel Sherman, who wrote a story for the New Republic magazine about a book called Angel at the Fence by Holocaust survivor Herman Rosenblatt. Rosenblatt and his publisher called it a memoir, but large parts of the story turned out to be untrue. In the end, Berkeley Books canceled publication. In our interview, we gave Gabriel Sherman credit for breaking that story. Listener Danny Bloom from Taiwan contacted us. Gabe Sherman did not break the host news. He wrote, I did. We contacted Gabriel Sherman. Here's what he told us. Danny Bloom gave me the initial tip to look into the Herman Rosenblatt story, which I then followed up on by contacting the primary sources, doing firsthand research into the memoir. After speaking with Ken Walzer at Michigan State University, Deborah Lipstadt at Emory, members of Herman's family, including his son and mother-in-law and fellow Holocaust survivors, I was able to confirm that the love story at the center of Angel at the Fence was manufactured. Danny deserves credit for providing me with the tip to investigate the story. And finally, a clarification. Yesterday, we talked about what you want from your bank, and in that broadcast, we used the term bank loosely as a catch-all for the industry in general. It's important to note that there are many different kinds of banks. The vast majority in the U.S. are commercial banks, which make transactions directly with customers, small businesses, and corporations. There are also mortgage banks and investment banks, and all make money in very different ways. We apologize for any confusion. If you have comments, questions, or corrections for us, the best way to reach us is by email. The address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. Talk of the Nation is produced by Susan Lund, David Gura, Enrique Rivera, Karim Estefan, Dahlia Martinez, and Barry Hardiman. Our editor is Scott Cameron. Beth Novi produces the web content. Our intern is Audrey Meshulam. Gwen Uten directs the program. Our associate producer is Sarah Handel. Drew Reynolds is the technical director. He gets engineering help from Dennis Nielsen, Jerry Tennant, and Kim Jones. Our theme music was composed by Greg Smith. Talk of the Nation's supervising senior producer is Carlene Watson. Sue Goodwin is the executive producer. Richard L. Harris is NPR's director of afternoon programming. And I'm Neil Conan, NPR News in Washington.